DW.
And here in our very own backyard, we have the Rhine River. It's a significant European river flowing from Switzerland through Germany and the Netherlands to the North Sea. It's an integral part of the landscape that many people enjoy and rely upon. Also, a lot of wildlife depends on the river. But things weren't always so great for the Rhine. My DW colleague, Irene Banyos-Ruiz, was recently researching for World Water Day, and she joins us today via Skype to spare her that crowded train ride from Cologne. Irene, how are you doing today?
Hi, Sonia. Well, fine, safe, at home.
Yeah, good. What can you tell us about the Rhine River, and in particular, its environmental history?
Yes, it's very interesting that actually some decades ago, the Rhine River, which looks majestic today, was so badly polluted that it was considered Europe's sewer. Life vanished completely from the river, or fish were dead, and that was because untreated wastewater from nearby factories or mines used to spill into the river.
Yeah, I understand there was kind of a turning point for the Rhine and its pollution problem. So what exactly happened?
Yeah, in addition to that pollution that was constantly happening, in 1986, due to a fire in a chemical factory near Basel, Switzerland, tons of pesticides seeped into the water. So it was so horrible what happened that it was considered one of Europe's worst ecological disasters.
And there was a huge turnaround, as you can see by looking at the river and seeing how it's a thriving ecosystem. What's the state of it now?
Well, I spoke with Birgit Kaiser de Garcia. She works with the State Environment Office, and this is what she told me.
Today, the Rhine is so clean that migratory fish have returned. That used to be unimaginable.
Kaiser de Garcia said there were three main points that allowed authorities to improve the water quality of the Rhine River.
First, we had to develop technology to clean wastewater being discharged into rivers from sewage treatment plants. We also needed strict legislation to make sure that technology was actually used. And the third point is measuring technology that monitors environmental impacts.
She mentions strict legislation, and we know from looking at other environmental problems, first we need political will, and out of that can come policy and strong laws. But then we need enforcement for all of that to work. So how do they enforce these pollution laws?
That's why I also spoke with Jürgen Hamacher. He's from the State River Police, and he told me water pollution in the Rhine has two main causes.
The onshore discharges from industry companies or sewage treatment plants that discharge water into the rivers, as well as cargo ships.
Okay, so the big polluters, the usual suspects.
Yeah, but he also said that finding the sources of pollution is easier said than done.
We are often looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, I can imagine that. The river is really big.
Yes, not only big, but also since it's water, pollution can move very fast from one point to the other. So from the start, it's very hard to find out who is guilty for the crime. But it seems they are managing it, at least for the most part, since the quality of the water is clearly improving. However, it turns out there are new pollution sources. And these are often not big at all, rather really tiny. Here's Kaiser de Garcia from the State Environment Office again.
These are the so-called micropollutants, which are found in small concentrations in water.
Yeah, she's talking here about residues from medication or cosmetic products, for instance, that flow into the river through our wastewater, but also pesticides and fertilizers that are washed off from the fields into the river through the rain.
Right. And in this web video you made for World Water Day, you're shown brushing your teeth and scrubbing your face. And I guess those pollutants get rinsed off into the wastewater. But where can our listeners watch your video and see your lovely face?
They can find the video in our social media channels, which are DW Global Ideas on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. DW Global Ideas.
So they'll get to see you three times if they're subscribed to all of those channels.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Irene. I also look forward to seeing that video again.
Thanks, Sonia.
That was DW reporter Irene Banyos-Ruiz on how the Rhine River conquered its pollution problem. DW.